Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is cayenne pepper, also known as capsicum frutescens. This is considered a stimulating as well as warming herb. So, people who are chilly, weak, and have an overall low vitality may benefit from cayenne. In Chinese medicine terms, it more specifically warms the center, so it helps with the fire of digestion. Since cayenne helps to decongest the lungs, it's often put into formulas with other herbs for helping coughs. Some people have sprinkled cayenne into their socks to warm up cold feet. Cayenne is considered a hemostatic, meaning it stops bleeding. One herbalist writes of using it to actually heal stomach ulcers. He claims it works if you start with small amounts. I'd consult a professional, however, before trying this on your own. Cayenne has, however, found its way into mainstream medicine in a similarly counterintuitive way, by way of capsaic and cream, put directly onto inflamed, painful joints. The herbalist Michael Tierra wrote of using cayenne as a daily tonic to, quote, prevent heart attack, strokes, colds, flu, headaches, indigestion, and depression, end quote. Perhaps we should be cautious about using any kind of stimulant for too long, as James Tyler Kent, perhaps the most famous American homeopath of all time, wrote, and I quote, most of the substances that are used on the table as seasonings in food will, in the course of a generation or two, be very useful medicines, because people poison themselves with these substances, tea, coffee, pepper, and these poisonous effects in the parents cause in the children a predisposition to disease, end quote. Whoa, strong words, but perhaps the take-home message is moderation in all things. Homeopathically, capsicum, I'd say, is a moderately well-understood remedy, with the theme of homesickness being the one emotional symptom I remember from years back. We also know cayenne is in the nightshade group of plants, along with tobacco, belladonna, and potato, so it shares the theme of violence, rage, and terror. According to the Bombay homeopaths, capsicum is in the malaria miasm, which means the pace of the illness is such that the person feels exposed on a periodical basis to the symptoms. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.